you doing in the four games?
Yeah, well, my top play comes in the first game, so we'll get a good feel for at least financially how things will go. I really like the Titans in this spot. I got a lot of respect for the Bengals. I think Joe Burrow is one of the next great things for the league, and he's scary to bet against even at this point. But it's a tough spot for the Bengals. They got that big monkey off their back. Now they got to go on the road, limited playoff experience on the road. I think they're going to get beaten up on both the offensive and defensive line by a fresher Tennessee team. And people forget that this Tennessee team went on a six-game winning streak during the course of the year, and they beat five really good teams, Bills, Rams, Chiefs included in that run. They haven't been healthy. I think a lot of people realize Derrick Henry's been out, but A.J. Brown was out a lot of the year, one of the best young receivers in the league. Julio Jones has been limping around much of the season. They're finally healthy. That extra week helps, and I really like Mike Vrabel. So I like the Titans. I was fortunate to get in before it went up over three. I got some 2.5 and some three, but it's a 3.5 now. Don't expect it to go above that, and I could see it coming down to three. So if you want to jump in, maybe wait till you can see if you can get three, because I doubt it'll go up to four.
All right. So Titans, the Titans big. All right.
Yeah, and then in the other AFC game, I lean Chiefs. Should be a lot of fun regardless. Hmm. Don't want to have too much financial investment because I just want to enjoy watching these two great quarterbacks play. But Josh Allen, you know, a little recency bias here for the Bills. Allen's A game might be as good as or better than anyone, but he doesn't normally play two mistake-free games in a row. He didn't go all season with going two games without throwing an interception, and, you know, his game was immaculate against the Patriots. Will he be able to, do that again on the road? A lot of people are turning to that Chiefs-Bills game earlier on in the year that the Bills won handily, but they won the turnover margin 4-0 that game, and that was in that game unlikely to happen again. And that was the start of the Chiefs' offensive struggles. The Bills actually mapped out a little bit of the game plan that they struggled with for a while, not blitzing, not letting Tyreek Hill beat them deep. The Chiefs have kind of figured out ways to deal with that. I think this one hopefully comes down to the wire. I lean Chiefs -2, but not a strong opinion. And then I don't really have strong opinions in either of the NFC games. I think it's a great opportunity for the Rams, who are healthier on both, you know, especially with the Bucs on offense, with the offensive line issues, and at receiver, they're healthier than the Bucs. Just not real willing to wager against Tom Brady with Matthew Stafford and take the three, but I'd lean Rams. And then the other game, the Packers-Niners, big fan of this Niners team, but it's a tough spot. They've been on the road in two very difficult must-win games. Now they head to Green Bay, who's well-rested, obviously very tough to beat. And again, it's difficult to get too excited trusting Jimmy Garoppolo playing against Aaron Rodgers. But I'd lean with taking the points. I also would lean under in that one.
So right now it went up. It opened at 4.5 and got up to 5.5. And in fact, there's even a couple of places. Wynn is offering 6. So plenty of money's come in on the Packers. All right. How about a couple of opinions on the Oval?
Yeah, let's go to Oakland, and a couple plays I like. I guess my best play of the day in terms of value would come in race 5. It's a optional claimer for 3-year-old fillies going a mile, and there's a heck of a lot of early speed signed on in here, Steve. Some horses stretching out, some that like to be prominent in their two-turn races. I think it sets up well for number 3, Sachs, who makes her first start of the year. Encountered stakes foes over the turf and some over the dirt out in Southern California. And then the last race was at Churchill, November 27th, against, I think, better than what she faces today, probably significantly better. She got out of the gate slow. She was wide throughout. She made a real solid middle move on the far turn and understandably tired. Now she gets LASIK. She gets a decrease in competition. And most importantly, she gets a favorable race shape. So I think Sachs is going to come from well out of it. Hopefully we'll save a lot more ground than she did last time out. And 10-1 on the line. So number 3, Sachs in the 5th. And then in the opener, I don't really go to too many state-bred maiden claimers at Oak Lawn as top plays. But I do really like number 8, Botany, in here, 4-1 on the line for Ron Moquette. Debuted on December 12th, drew the rail, didn't get out of the gates that well, and ran into a buzzsaw for the level in Mo Choctaw, that won by 11 lengths, got hammered that day in his first start. And this one had to chase that hot pace. Did take a lot of money that day, going off at 3-1. Now moves to an outside draw, gets a little bit of class relief. So I think Botany will break through for that first career victory here, 4-1 on the line in the opener.
All right. So, with today canceled, so nothing today. You got anything else? Papa Morales is going to join us here next and close out the morning. But anything else, Scott?
Those are the top two, I think, in value plays, for the sake of saving time for Papo. But looking forward to the weekend. The football game should be incredible, whether you're a gambler or just a fan. Really shook out well with a lot of formful results last weekend.
Very much. All right, so Sachs, the 3 in the 5th, and Botany, the 8 in the 1st for Scott Shapiro. Scott Schapp, 34, on your Twitter, and likes... the Titans, given the points, best of the four games, likes the Chiefs small, likes the Rams a little with some points, and Niners with some points as well. There you go. All right. We're going to close out with Papa. We got about 4 or 5 minutes before we send you into the weekend. Papa? Not yet. No? All right. The future wager. If you missed the reference, Classic Causeway for James, he likes. I'll monitor. I missed it. I missed the first round. So we'll monitor some numbers. I think I probably got to put a little something on High Oak for our friend Lee Einsiedler. So Sunday night, don't forget, and you'll be watching football, so it may slip through. Don't let it slip through the cracks. Papo Morales joins us. Papo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Couple of quick hits. I rated our superstar last week on Form to Win. Nice pop, and then that horse. That horse that I liked a little bit the other day with Dickie Powell. We were doing Happy Valley, and that winner was right there on however you put your settings. That horse was very prominent.
Yeah, Steve. The formulations continue to work, and I'm just continuing to meet with the team in Australia on a once-a-week basis, so I think the new version will be out within the next month, which we're excited about.
Sweet. All right. Well, how about a play or two?
Sure. At Fairgrounds, I looked at a couple of the turf races. I know they're not getting any more rain, but they're not exactly warming up, so I'm expecting the turf. It may be rated firm, but I'm still expecting some give
to be
in it.
Yeah.
So looking at the Duncan Kenner, I like Cowan, the number 2. And then for a price play, the number 3, Classy John, fits on surfaces rated anything other than firm, and he likes Fairgrounds. So that would be my price play in that race. Race 10, the Krantz Memorial, obviously Abscond fits both on firm and turf with some give to it. But Pass the Plate also fits at 6-1, and then maybe a horse to slip underneath in the verticals is the 12-horse Dawn's Dancer.
Chris Davis.
Colonel Bradley, race 12. Monarch's Glen absolutely fits. The 8 horse at 8-1, as well as the 3. Cavalry Charge at 8-1 on the morning line. And then going to the big derby, Pretzel LeCompte. Epicenter absolutely fits, as well as Papa Cabot. Trafager is number 1 on Form to Win. So we'll be tested for class here, but if you can get one of those favorites out of the exacta, that's how you'll make money on that race.
Well, and that's actually the same kind of approach that Frank McGoey was offering a little bit. I mean, he respects Epicenter plenty and Papacap, but he said the same thing about Trafalgar and wants to, you know, try to use him. In fact, Frank made the point that he's all over Colby Hernandez all day long. He said every time he looked up, he was picking a horse that Colby's on. So nice, and I'm glad. I haven't even looked yet that you did the form to win work on Monarch's Glen. I liked Monarch's Glen off the paper, so excellent.
Yeah, it should be a good series of races. And the thing about Trafalgar, he doesn't sit on pure speed figures, but on the form to win formulation that we use, he had the best average and also the best fit. Now, only two starts because all these horses are lightly raced, but that gives me enough data to, you know, give them a hard look.
Form to win, download it, and play around. Two free races a day and another couple of weeks. And we've been sort of treading water, waiting for the reboot and the new interface, which looks fabulous. But in the meantime, we'll still help you try to identify winners and get familiar with it. And, Papo, I'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, sounds great, Steve, and go Bucks.
Yeah, there we go. That's right. He's a Bucks guy. We're going to send you out into the race day and the weekend. Stay warm, and we're going to send you out with Meatloaf, and my favorite appearance of his is from Rocky Horror. So Eddie and Hot Patootie. There you go.
At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio. there's a great story to tell in Pennsylvania. Only three states have produced more Breeders' Cup champions, and no state can match our performance in recent years. Since 2016, our numbers of mares bred has skyrocketed, unlike the national trend. And this year's live foal report shows Pennsylvania up over 50%. Why? Our incentives and bonuses are the best in North America. Please visit us at PABred.com and see why Pennsylvania is the premier place to breed and race.
Why, in the past decade, has BRL Equine become the premier equine supplement company in the industry? Because we spend millions in research and development before we ever put out a product. Because we use only FDA-supervised facilities to manufacture for us. Because what we say is in them is in them. Because they work. Because if you're not happy, I'll give you your money back. And because top trainers and veterinarians in thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, three-day eventing, and barrel racing all trust in BRL Equine. Shouldn't you? To find out more how Flexify HA, Unlock, Bleeder Shield, and EPO Equine can help you, contact me, Joseph Vellante, 215-501-6880.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 3-8-4-6-4-3.